This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The Islamic State Group's Afghan branch has claimed responsibility for the wedding bombing in Kabul. At least 63 people were killed and nearly 200 wounded. The victims of the overnight suicide bombing at a packed wedding hall were mostly members of the minority Shiite Hazara community. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi confirmed the casualty toll in a statement earlier Sunday, saying women and children were among the victims. The groom spoke to local TV station Tolo News. He recalled greeting smiling guests in the afternoon before seeing their bodies being carried out hours later. He said, "My legs are trembling. I want to go to them and say, 'Hey, mother, father, uncle, or aunt, I want to be your son to make up for your loss.'" It's been a rare, calm weekend in Hong Kong, even as massive democracy demonstrations saw perhaps the largest crowd since June. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
There were chants again, but this time the pop of tear gas canisters was replaced by the patter of rain, as thousands of demonstrators turned Hong Kong streets into a river of umbrellas. While police put the estimated turnout considerably lower, organizer Bonnie Long says more than 1.7 million people took part.
These people, the people of Hong Kong, had revitalized and also reauthorized in the campaign.
Demonstrators heeded calls from organizers to remain peaceful after the violent clashes of recent weeks. Activist Joshua Wong told Sky News they were looking to send Chinese leaders a message.
"We hope President Xi could realize that sending troops to Hong Kong is not the way out."
But pro-democracy activists say they have no plans to end the demonstrations. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News.